Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning about Chag HaSukkos, the special Simcha of Sukkos. And this year should be a special schus for Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis and Rabbi Tzvi Moshe ben Sarah Leah, Baruch Batzlach B'chamas Yadayim, and for Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, Baruch Batzlach B'chamas Yadav, and for Shmuel Alexander ben Echagitl and Simcha Nechagitl, Baruch Batzlach B'chamas Yadayim. This is based on a sicha given by Moriv Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, on Sukkos in the year Tuf Shin Samech Ches, on the fifth day of Sukkos, which is the Yom HaDeUshpiza of Aaron Kahana Kadisha, the Ushpizin of Aaron. And we know that Aaron has a special shaychus to Sukkos, because Sukkos is Man Simchaseinu, like it says in the Torah three times. Ulakachtem lachem, etc. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem, as in Parshas Emor, and then two other times, in Dvarim Tezayin, v'samachta v'chagecha v'yisaach sameach. So we have a special inyan of simcha by Sukkos, and that has shaychus to Aaron HaKohen, as we're going to see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu about his brother Aaron HaKohen, V'roacha v'somach b'libo. When he sees you coming back from Mitzrayim, he's going to see you and be happy in his heart. Like Rashi says, not that you think that he's going to be makbid on you, that you're now the leader. No, he'll be very happy in his heart. So even though the svara would be, logically, one would think that Aaron wouldn't be b'simcha, Aaron is still going to be b'simcha. Aaron has a special koach of simcha. Even though his brother is taking his job as being the leader, he's still going to be b'simcha. We also find that a Kohen who's not b'simcha is not allowed a duchen, like the Rama says in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. Kohen shupanui eino noisei kapav, a Kohen that's single is not allowed a duchen. Da shari below isha, shari below simcha. If somebody has not a wife, he has not simcha. V'hamavarech yesh lo lios b'simcha. And if someone is duchening, he has to be b'simcha. And then the Rama also writes that in these Medinos and Chutz La'aretz, we're only duchening on Yontif, because then we have Simchas Yontif, Tov Lev V'Yivarech, Mashenkin B'Shar Yomim. Even on Shabbos, people are worried about their parnasa, their work. So we don't duchen. And even on Yontif, only in Musaf, because everyone knows shul is almost over, we're going home, we're going to have a nice meal, sit together, sing, go to the hotel, spend $130 on each meal for each person. And it's a yontif, it's a good time, it's a happy time. So you see this inyan of a kohen duchening has to be besimcha. And Aaron, a kohen, the Ushpiza Dilan, our Ushpizan of the fifth day, is connected to simcha, v'racha v'samach b'libo, and a kohen has to duchen besimcha. Chazal say on Maseches Tainis and Daf Beis Amud Aleph that geshamim b'chag are a simen klala. They also say, what's the klala? Mashal, mashal, ma davidome. What's the mashal? La'evet shebalimzo kos l'rabo v'shafach lo kiton al panav. It's like an evet who comes to pour a cup for his master, and he pours it in his face. So it's like being poured in our face. The Rambam, in his Perush Mishnayos, Sukkah Beis Tes, writes, v'yuridus hageshem t'chilas sukkis, more she'ein pe'ulasam ritsuya lifnei Hashem. And so write the Meiri and the Ritva. This shows that our actions are not desirable in front of Hashem. That's what the raining on Sukkos shows. So we learn from the Rambam that the Geshamim are a simen klala only at the beginning of Yontif, but not the whole Yontif. Because the Rambam says, v'yuridus hageshem b'tchilas ha'sukkis. At the beginning of Sukkos is showing that their actions are not desirable before God. When is Tchilas HaSukkos? So is it only the first day, or maybe the first 4 days? So the great Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Goldschlag, in his Tshuvas Vayichi Yaakov and Aruch Chaim Simen Lamed Vav, said he heard from the Avnei Nezer that this means after the middle of the holiday. So it turns out that from the fifth day and on, where half of the Chag is already left, everybody holds it's not Tchilas HaChag. So from this fifth day, Geshamim are no longer a Simen Klala. Since Paka Shem Klala Mehem, there's no longer a Shem Klala, it's no longer Tchilas HaChag, and it's not a curse anymore. Adarab, it's the greatest bracha. Gedol you read this Geshamim in Matan Torah, the Medrash says, the Medrash Tehillim Kuf Yud Zayin. Rain is like Matan Torah, greater than Matan Torah. Matan Torah is Simcha Li Yisrael. If you read this Gisham, Simcha L'chol Olam, Matan Torah is only Simcha for us. Rain was a Simcha for the ganze Welt, the Behemah L'chai L'ofos, even for the animals, for the birds. So only when rain is falling at the beginning of Sukkot, it's a Simen Klala. Because it's like the water is being poured back in our face. But afterwards, it's a Simen Bracha. Now we all know that the Inyan of Mayim is very Shaykh to Sukkot, like it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that on Sukkot Nidon Olam Al Mayim, and this Vasemis writes on Chag HaSukkot Tafreish Nun Hey Dibar Matzlo Mitzvah HaSukkah, how are Zoche to Mayim? Al Yidei HaDalad Minim Zochen Letzelem Odom. If we do the Dalad Min, if we take the Arba Minim, we take the four species, we're zocha to a tselem adam. K'mo she'omim v'leida ech shimcha nikra alai. To know how your name, the name of God, is called on us. That's what happens when we take the Arba Minim. We get this true tselem, this the godly form of man. And that's what it says, v'lekachtem lachem. Take for yourselves, la'atzmechem, for your lizkos l'pchinas adam. Really taking for ourselves, because we're zochet to what it means to be a person. V'lchein b'chag nidonim al ha'mayim, and therefore on the chag we're judged about the water. V'chsiv ki lo himtir v'adam ayin. It says there was no rain because there was no man. It says no man, there's no rain. If there is a man, then there is rain. So you have to have the tzelem. So the dalad minim is mashlim tzuras adam. Tzelem Adam, the four minim that we take complete our tzelem, and only then, only when we have a true tzelem, can we be zochet to rain. That's what it means. Vadam ayin, there's no rain kilo himtir because there's no man. But after we're zochet to the arvin minim, we can be zochet to be a man, and then we're zochet to rain. However, not everybody is zochet that the mitzvah of arvin minim will be mashlim his tzelem Adam. The Sfasemis writes elsewhere, Tafrei Samach Beis, Dibar Maskel Kol Ezrach, Hadalad Minim Aremez Shetiknu Mashabin Adam Lachavero. Hadalad Minim Aremez, that they were Metakin Ben Adam Lachavero, Vasukha Romez Shetiknu Ben Matchem Ben Adam Lamakum. And Sukha is a remez that we were Metakin what was between man and God. So we learn from this Sfasemis, if we put the two Sfasemis together, that the Dalad Minim are Mesukha Lahashlemes Tselem Adam. Because they're metaking the Bein Adam Lachavero, and only for metaking this inyan, that we're ba'achdus u'bishalom im kol adam, then we're zocha that through the mitzvah of Arba Minim, our tzelem elokim will be completed, and then we're zocha to the shefa gishamim. So you need the tzelem adam, which is fixed when we're metaking Bein Adam Lachavero. Not enough just to be mashlim tzelem adam, it has to be a tikkun bein adam lechavero with the arba minim. That's what they do, tzelem adam and bein adam lechavero. And this rain really is metakim bein adam lechavero, because like we learned before in the medrash, that it's greater than Matan Torah is only a simcha for us, rain is a simcha for the whole world. So rain brings achdus for all people and all creatures. So rain is an inyan of achdus, of tikkun bein adam lechavero. And what brings the rain? The arba minim, because the arba minim are metakim bein adam lechavero. Once we have shalom in the world, once we have a chibur between people, then the rain can come and further be ma'achid us, further unite us. Based on this Fasemes, we can answer beautifully a question of Tosfos. It says in Amid Beis in Sukkah, Anafei Tzavos Zeh Hadas. And Anafei Tzavos is a Hadas. That's what the Gemara defines that species. In fact, the Gemara, what may be Emah, where Hirduf? Maybe it's Hirduf, which is a vegetable that has thorns. And Abai says, no, it can't be, because there has to be Drecha Darchi Noam. Ways are ways of pleasantness. Rashi says, and this cuts your finger, it cuts your hand. So it can't be that it's a Hirduf. Rava says, Va'emes Va'shalom, Havu. And this is neither emes nor shalom, says Rashi, because it's san hamavis, it's death. Death mace is the opposite of emes. No shalom there either. So therefore, it's not a hirduf. Ask Tosfos. Wait a second. The Gemara Psachim, and Lamates Lamed Aleph, they ask Lagabe Mitzvah Maror why we don't eat this hirduf. And there the Gemara says, because it has to be a minzraim. So why doesn't the Tosfos answer why doesn't the Gemara answer like here and say by Maror you need Drecha Darchei Noam, you need Vemes V'Shalom Ehavu? Tosfos should have answered there like the Gemara Gemara answered here, says Tosfos. So based on this Vasemis, we have a Teretz that Dafka Legabe Mitzvah Sarim Minim, which the whole Indian is Beinam L'Chaveiro. There has to be Drecha Darchei Noam, Vemes V'Shalom Ehavu, Hashem Kein Maror. We don't care if there's no Drecha Darchei Noam anymore. Therefore, the Gemara had to say a different Teretz. So we see that this day, the fifth day, is a day that's very Mesugal for Geshamim. It's no longer Simen Klala. And the whole Shefa of Geshem is Talui in Hashlamas Suras Adam, which is Atikan of Benam L'Chaveiro. And that was the whole Avod of Aaron HaKoin. Hilal Omer, Havi Mitalmidim Shal Aaron. Oiv shalom, rodev shalom, ovi sabrius, and makarvin latorah. Love peace, pursue peace, love creatures, bring them close to Torah. It says in Tana de Belial Rabban Aaron HaKoin, Hayakosher Chevel Shel Barzel V'masna V'machzor Akol Pischei Yisrael. He would take this rope of Barzel and his thigh, and he would go to all the Jewish homes, and anybody didn't know how to say Kriya Shema, anybody didn't know how to learn, he would help them to learn, to daven. And we don't know how to lichnos begufa shel Torah. A person didn't know how to go to the goof of Torah. A person didn't know how to learn properly. Aaron would help him. Shema, tefillah, learning. We all know that Aaron would make peace between people, between man and his wife. He'd go to each person. He would say, "Yeah, the other one feels really bad." V'chulei, v'chulei. And that's why when he died, everybody cried. Vayifku Saren Shloshi Yom Kol Beis Yisrael, and they had 80,000 boys who were named Aaron, because after he made Shalom Bayis, these children were born, and they were named him in honor of Aaron. So you see that Aaron was a man of peace, a man of love, a man of benad l'chaveiro, and that's really the teva of man when he was created. Lo tov heyos adam levado. It isn't good. Even though that on the whole Bria it says v'hine tov me'od, but about being alone it says no good. It's not a good thing. Kol adam she'ein lo, the only way he can get to shleimus is if he has a wife. Kol adam she'ein lo isha shari b'lo simcha b'lo bracha b'lo tova. Rabbi Barulam Rabbi Lo Shalom, it says in Yevam Samach Beis, a person without a wife has no simcha, no bracha, no good. Rabbi Barulam says without peace. Zohar Kadosh it says in Chelek Gimel Zayin Amid Beis, when a man and woman are together, it's called one. If there's a woman, there's oneness. My time begin to dacha below nukva pal gufa if gikri. A man without a woman is a half a body. A plag laf hu chad, and a half is not one. It's not a whole. Kad mischaberin kachad etrei palgeis avidu chad gufa kedei nikri echad, and then a man and woman together are one. You have to make one whole entire being. It's only when a man and woman are together. So that's the only way to reach shleimus, is when one has achdus. So we see that the only way to have simcha in this world is with achdus, having a wife, having unity, togetherness. That brings simcha. And shleimus, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, the only way to have shleimus is if one has achdus, if one has a wife. And therefore, dafka b'chag nidonim al amayim, because b'chag, a person gets his selam elokim through the arba minim, and the arba minim that are all bound together, and display this inyan of achdus of all types of Jews. We all know that tzaddikim are compared to an esrog, that have time and reyach, rishayim like an arava, that have no time and no reyach, etc. So every type of the arba minim is alluding to a different type of Jew, and they're all bound together on sukkahs, all the four minim, all the four types of Jews, which is achdus, and this achdus brings simcha and it creates a tzelem, and memela we can be zocha to reign. Now we're the true man, we are what we're supposed to be, and that of course connects to Aaron HaKohen, whose day, the fifth day, is his Ushpizin. That was his whole mahus, was bringing achdus and simcha, shleimus to people, and bring them together. And the fifth day is dafka the best time to work on this midah, not looking down on other people and feeling achdus with all types of Jews. B'chol makom v'shehem. We should be zochem mitzvashem. V'ilmodu l'lamed lishma v'lasas. V'lekayim is called divrei salmu taratsu bi'ahava. And be zochem mitzvashem. The Shlemus HaMitis, Bevias Gold Sedek, and Herbi Amenu, Amen.